Time to discuss some of the big issues facing the world at the moment with Alex Selios from TheBigSmoke.com. G'day, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Very, very well. Now, Instagram has become the big thing these days. It's the social media platform that seems to have taken over the others, but you've gotten to the bottom of why men love it.
Yeah, this is a bit of a depressing statistic. In the UK, a study was done around men aged 18 to 35, and they were surveyed about their Instagram habits. Now, 60% of them said that they wanted to keep up with celebrities and public figures. A large percentage said that they wanted to use Instagram to follow photography accounts, which I kind of felt was like, right. Like, who's really getting excited about someone's photography account on Facebook or on Instagram? But one of the surprising finds was that they use it primarily to find dates. And it's kind of interesting if you think about it. So Tinder and all of those apps, they're very much structured to have that awkward conversation if you match with someone, for example. Mm. Instagram, you know, you find out a lot more about a person's life really quickly by scanning their Instagram profile. But also, if you talk to them, it feels a little bit more organic. So it's kind of like the, I guess, the real-life equivalent of going up to a girl at a cafe instead of at a nightclub and buying her a drink. So it was seen as a little bit more of a softer sell. And then the flip side of it is there's this whole new series, words in our vernacular, and one of the sayings is sliding into your DM, which a lot of women think it's a compliment, but basically it's the idea that you're pretending you care about the hashtag they use as a way to, you know, strike up a conversation on chat.
Right. Is this why people post pictures of their food and the like, so that it feels like they are in that virtual cafe perhaps?
Perhaps, but I think the other side to it, is this why girls put a lot of sexy selfies up? Mm. I don't know. I think that it's really interesting that Instagram is used as a visual cue as a way to look really attractive and try to connect with people. There was a study that was done earlier in the year that talked about why people love putting up those kinds of selfies, and then that was a whole other scenario about our own sense of evolving in the social scene. But the fact that these men admitted that they used, 14% said they used it to find dates, 30% of the men said they used Instagram to find dates that they would actually pay for. So 1 in 20 men were admitting that they met a woman on there and paid a way for them to date her.
There used to be a word for that.
It's the seedy underbelly of Instagram is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, extraordinary. And tell me, what is this word term catfished?
So catfish is where you think you're talking to someone, you find out you're not really talking to that particular person, or they don't look like the person that they say they are.
Okay.
And in fact, Instagram, it's been found that 43% of the men on Instagram have actually been catfished. So they're talking to a boy or a girl, and they think that they're getting an emotional connection, or they might possibly meet in real life, and then they find out that, A, it's you know, she's not who she says she is, or there's even been stories where friends have catfished exes. It's a really murky world, and I guess the whole point in all of this is try to have a chat with someone if you're meeting them online to determine whether or not they're legitimate.
I just look at the pictures. Now tell me, you've also looked into the science of why we feel different when it rains.
You know, there is a real link between our moods and the weather. There's been a lot of conflicting research done on this, with some research saying that while there's evidence that weather can impact our moods, it's also a lot of times more around negativity and that we respond negatively to certain weather conditions rather than it having an overall link on, you know, being happy or down and all of the different, you know, moods that one might have, whether it's a humid day or a cold day or it's raining or it's hot. But there is a link between hot weather and anger. So there was a lot of research that looked into the fact that you are probably 50% less likely to engage with customers if you work in a retail store if it's uncomfortably hot outside. The other side of it is that there's a lot of links between hot weather and violence and aggression, and that's why you often find that, you know, it's a really hot day and you're trying to get a car park and then you get into a fight with the person you're fighting over the car park with. So so there's a real link between our physical response to the weather, and same with if it's raining. There's been a lot of, and sometimes people could argue this is more anecdotal evidence, but that, you know, they feel a little bit more depressed, a little bit more down. But the research is clear that there is that link.
Well, there you go. But who doesn't love the sound of rain on the roof?
People that want to go out and have a fun day.
Okay. Now, you and I are both, you say coffee addict, I say coffee aficionado.
Yeah.
What is this supplement-infused brain-charging coffee?
So people think that they're DIY, lab makers for coffee, and, you know, you hear about people trying to come up with these amazing concoctions like butter, bulletproof coffee, which is grass-fed butter in coffee. We've seen different coconut oils being used in coffee. And then we see all the different ways that people try to get the best buzz out of their caffeine. And there is a real, emergence of people basically becoming chemical cocktail experts with their coffee, and they try to insert things like different, you know, vitamins and different minerals and supplements into their coffee to try to turn their brains up a notch. And the idea is that, you know, you have your caffeine and it's integrated with supplements, and therefore you're going to get a sharper cognitive boost and boost your intellect and all the different things that you're hoping coffee will do. But there are real links between pharmaceutical and dietary supplements and caffeine that can actually be quite dangerous. So while some have suggested that they have seen a real boost in their cognitive function, there's also that negative, which is that we see jittery side effects. We see people saying they get quite sick if they're overdoing it for a long period of time. So there's been really ambiguous research around this one, because people, the test studies aren't that clear, but also people are often doing this in their own time. In fact, there's a whole Reddit feed dedicated to this, where people are actually just talking about, you know, trying different supplements with their coffee. Some people even talked about trying, you know, Adderall, for example, being put into their coffee. So it can be quite dangerous, and it's not a trend we're going to be trying anytime soon. I call myself a purist with this one. Yeah. My espresso.
Well, absolutely. I'm an absolute purist when it comes to coffee, and I know we're not supposed to condone violence, but I reckon these people should be slapped and banned from drinking coffee.
You know, they've watched one episode of Breaking Bad, and this is what happens. Messing with their coffee.
I'm just reading your notes here. Latte in an Avo skin. When did that start to be a thing?
So last year, there was a whole move towards having really clever ways of packaging your coffee. And one of the cafes in New Zealand was doing this in cones. So you'd have an ice cream cone filled with coffee. A cafe in South Africa had coffee in an Easter egg. So they actually poured the coffee into a chocolate Easter egg. And then a Melbourne cafe actually created it, originally as a joke, the Avo Latte, which was latte served in an avocado skin. And it was really quite funny, because baristas were so offended by this that one said, it's literally a latte in a piece of rubbish.
I used to go to a cafe in Sydney in Leichhardt, which is kind of like the Little Italy. For those in the other parts of the country, it's kind of like Little Italy in Sydney. And there was a cafe that had a sign up on the counter that said, we do not serve skim milk, soy milk, almond milk, we don't do decaf coffee, and we don't have artificial sweeteners. Sorry for the inconvenience. And somebody had got a texter and scratched out, sorry for the inconvenience. That's my kind of cafe. Alex, good to talk to you. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks so much.
Alex Selios from thebigsmoke.com.